Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhari, and today we're Zechus Erevin Daf Samachov. This is going to be an abbreviated shir with a pop quiz at the end. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rami Bar Abba, who said in the name of Rav Huna, Ir she'yoshevus al sfas ha'nachal, a town that is situated at the edge of a deep ravine, im yesh lefaneh daka arba, if there is a thin wall four amos high in front of the entire length of the town to prevent residents from falling into the ravine, we measure the tchum from the edge of the ravine, since the town is considered extended until there. But if there's no wall, we measure the tchum only from the door of each house. Rashi explains that since people are fearful to use the outside area, the town is not considered to be a yishuv kavua, a fixed residential area, but rather a collection of temporary dwellings, similar to the yoshvei tzrifim, the hut dwellers we discussed on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Point number two, Rav Yosef based his position on a braisa that Rebbe permitted the residents of the town of Gedder to go down to the town of Chamsan, but the residents of Chamsan could not go up to Gedder. Rav Yosef explained that the residents of Gedder had built a thin wall at the edge of their town to prevent falling, which enabled them to measure the tchum from there, whereas the residents of Chamsan had not, and therefore had to measure their tchum from their individual houses. The Gemara presents alternative explanations for Rebbe's ruling. Rav Dimi explained that the residents of Gedder would get drunk on Shabbos and assault the people of Chamsan who visited. Rashi states that they would even kill them. Rebbe did allow the residents of Gedder to visit Chamsan because Kaba Blomase Shav Shnin Lo Nabach. A dog outside of his town does not bark for 7 years, meaning one naturally becomes more timid when outside his town. Therefore, Rebbe was not concerned that the residents of Gedder would become aggressive in Chamsan. And point number three, the next Mishnah stated that if one was in a large town and places the Erev in a small town, or vice versa, he may traverse the entire town in which the Erev was placed and travel 2,000 amas beyond it. Rav Akiva said, he is no more than 2,000 amas from the place of his Erev. Rav Akiva holds that only one who actually camps in the town can treat the town as his four amas, but not one who merely places his Erev there. Rav Akiva asked the Chomi if they do not agree that if one places Erev in a cave, that he only has 2,000 amas from the place of the Erev and not from the edge of the cave. And they responded that this is only in the case she'ein ba diyurin, when there are no inhabitants in the cave. But if there were inhabitants in there, it would be treated like the city, and the tchum would be measured from the edges of the cave. And the Gemara reviewed a said in the name of Shmuel that a desolate town has the same status of an inhabited cave. According to Belazar, when the Mishnah said ein ba diyurin, it meant it cannot be inhabited. Therefore, he measures from the Erev. A desolate town can be inhabited. Therefore, he can measure the Erev from the edge of town. So once again, the 3 points are. Point number one, Rav Yosef said in the name of Rami Bar Abba, who said in the name of Rav Huna, Ir she'yoshevus al sfas ha'nachal, a town that is situated at the edge of a deep ravine, im yesh lefaneh daka arba, if there's a thin wall four amas high in front of the entire length of the town to prevent residents from falling into the ravine, modinim misfas ha'nachal, we measure the tchum from the edge of the ravine, since the town is considered extended until there. V'imlav ein modinim el mepesach bezo, if there's no wall, we measure the tchum only from the door of each house. And Rashi explains that since people are fearful to use the outside area, the town is not considered to be a fixed residential area, but rather a collection of temporary dwellings, similar to the Yoshvei Tzrifim, the hut dwellers discussed on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Point number two, Rav Yosef based his position on a braisa that Rebbe permitted the residents of the town of Gedder to go down to the town of Chamsan, but the residents of Chamsan could not go up to Gedder. Rav Yosef explained that the residents of Gedder had built a thin wall at the edge of their town to prevent falling, which enabled them to measure their tchum from there, whereas the residents of Chamsan had not, and therefore they had to measure their tchum from their individual houses. The Gemara presents alternative explanations for Rebbe's ruling. Rav Dimi explained that the residents of Gedder would get drunk on Shabbos and assault the people of Chamsan who visited, and Rashi states that they would even kill them. Rebbe did allow the residents of Gedder to visit Chamsan because Kalba Blomase Shav Shnin Lo Nabach, a dog outside of his town, doesn't bark for 7 years, meaning one naturally becomes more timid when outside his town. Therefore, Rebbe was not concerned that the residents of Gedder would become aggressive in Chamsan. And point number three, the next mission states that if one was in a large town and places the Erev in a small town or vice versa, he may traverse the entire town in which the Erev was placed and travel 2,000 amas beyond it. Rav Akiva said, he is no more than 2,000 amas from the place of his Erev. Rav Akiva holds that only one who actually camps in the town can treat the town as his four amas, but not one who merely places his Erev there. Rav Akiva asked the Chachamim if they do not agree that if one places Erev in a cave, that he only has 2,000 amas from the place of the Erev, and not from the edge of the cave. And they responded that that is only in the case, she'ein ba diyurin, when there are no inhabitants in the cave, but were there inhabitants in there, it would be treated like the city, and the tchum would be measured from the edges of the cave. In the Gemara, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that a desolate town has the same status of an uninhabited cave. According to Rabbi Elazar, when the Mishnah stated "ein ba diyurin," it meant it cannot be inhabited. Therefore, he measures from the Erev. A desolate town can be inhabited. Therefore, he can measure the Erev from the edge of town. All right, so now we go to our Siman for Daf Samach Aleph, and the Siman is a saw. So here goes. When the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with the chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, they kindly advised their guests to place their Erev in a cave, or even better, in a desolate town. Once again, in slow motion. When the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with the chainsaw, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Aleph. When the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw to put up a fence, which reminds us that residents by a ravine that put up a four-arm fence to protect them can measure their tchum from the fence, but if they didn't put up a fence, the tchum is measured from their individual entrances since they don't have the status of a yishuv kavua, a permanent residential area, given their fear of their outside area, and they have the din of temporary dwellers like the hatwars, the yoshvei tzvi frame that we learned about on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. So when the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, which reminds us that different reasons were given why Rebbe did not permit the residents of Chamsan to come up and visit the town of Gedder on Shabbos, but did permit the residents of Gedder to go down to Chamsan. Rav Dimi explained that the residents of Gedder tended to drink and get violent on Shabbos, attacking their neighbors. The residents of Gedder were permitted to go down to Chamsan because when they were in someone else's town, they became more timid. So when the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, they kindly advised their guests to place their Erev in a cave, or even better, in a desolate town. Which reminds us of the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. If one who places his Erev in the middle of a city gains the whole city, as is Dalad Amos, or if that only applies when someone is physically present at the onset of Shabbos, and the subsequent discussion regarding the application of this din when one places his Erev in caves or desolate towns. So once again, when the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with the chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, they kindly advised their guests to place their Erev in a cave, or even better, in a desolate town. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which daf do we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim whether one who places his Erev in the middle of a town can traverse the entire town? That's on Daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which stuff they learn that a private town that became public that has a Rishus Rabbim in the middle running through it can adjust it with 2 lechis or koras according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have in Machlokes whether the Chachamim hold 2 cities get a karpuf of 141 and a third amos or just 70 and 2/3 amos? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff they learn when a tchum measure ends in the middle of a city, then the person cannot go beyond that point? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn when we measure the tchum for a group of hut dwellers from their doors, since their village doesn't constitute a town? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that a town by a ravine that makes a forearm of fence can measure the tchum from the fence? That's on Daf Samachov. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn according to Rav, a ladder can have a status of both a machitza and a pesach, an entranceway, depending on the situation? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the 2 different ways to align a city so that it is squared due north, south, east, and west? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a machuk is whether a town with just 50 inhabitants requires an area of it to be excluded from the Erev? That's on Daf Samach. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that one does not measure the distance of steep inclines in the tchum measure? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn liten revach min advekim in Kriya Shema? That's on Daf Tesvav and Brachas. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one who says Shlomo HaMelech sinned is mistaken? That's on Daf Nun Vav and Shabbos. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn about a chai noses hatzmo regarding animals? That's on Daf Sadi Dalin Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.